Where'd you go to middle school, Vonnie?
That was another experience.
Let's talk, yeah.
When I finished Blackshear in the seventh grade, I went to Keelan. Mm-hmm. And history knows that there was just one certain person that my father didn't particularly care for.
Who was that?
I don't want to say his
name. Okay.
I don't want to say his name.
Okay, that's fine.
But my father said, I need to get you out of here. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the seventh grade, integration had just gotten to the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to Allen Junior High. Mm-hmm. It was a few Hispanics and all white, so I was the darkest spot in the room. Hmm. And there were a couple of Hispanic girls that really kind of gave me a hard time. You know, the N-word, you don't belong here, blah, 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 blah. And she got up in my face, and I took my fist, almost knocked her out. I knocked her into the locker, and it was on. We had a fight. Anyhow, they had to call my dad to come and get me. And he gave me a tongue lashing in front of the principal, and I was just embarrassed. Anyhow, Daddy was driving a 48 Pontiac, blue and white Pontiac at the time. And when we got in the car, he was looking at me. He said, did you win? I said, Daddy, I whooped her head. Well, basically what he says, I don't want you fighting, but I understand the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And when we got all settled in for the evening, my dad told my mother what was going on. And my mother said, well, I understand where you get that from, because when your dad was going to Prairie View, there was a professor that was giving your dad a hard time. And she said that the reason why was because of his brother, who had gone to Prairie View previously. Mm-hmm. This particular woman was so smitten with my uncle that they ended up getting married.
Oh.
And so my dad, this guy did not like my dad simply because of that. Anyhow, he was not going to finish up his paperwork, but Daddy already had a job to teach in Austin. And so my dad just whipped his head and said, you're going to sign these papers. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did. He signed them. Mm-hmm. And Daddy got the job and moved to Austin.
Mm-hmm. At Blackshear.
At Blackshear. Mm-hmm. Well, it was called Gregorytown then.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Gregorytown.
Gregorytown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Named after Mr. Gregory, who owned a lot of property and lived in that community. Mm-hmm. But they named it Blackshear after Mr. Blackshear had been principal of Prairie View. Mm. And there were some things that the governor at the time didn't like about Mr. Blackshear trying to help black folks, that he fired Blackshear. Mm. But the name, after he passed on, they ended up naming the school after him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about middle school when you went to Keeling.
Okay.
And then?
I was supposed to stay there, but they changed the school zoning, which meant that I was going to have to go back to Keelan. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, Daddy pulled some strings, and I ended up at UJH. Mm-hmm.
University Junior High?
University Junior High. That building still stands.
I know.
It's right next to the Swim Center.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, one of my experiences there, and I think I have a book and I can show you who this woman is because they're all dead and gone now. Mm-hmm. It was right near the end of the day, and I heard Janice Thayer.
Janice Joplin?
Janice Thayer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Janice Thayer.
James Conley.
Where did you hear these people, Bonnie?
This was over the loudspeaker at school.
Okay.
I think there were three or four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were to go to this room at the end of school. And when we got there, this teacher told us, she said, "I'm just so concerned about you all, because what I already know is that you all will never make it in the white world. You probably won't even make it through high school." She just went on and on and on and on and on. But what she didn't realize is that every last one of us had a parent that already finished college. Mm-hmm. She had no idea who we were.
She was making some assumptions.
Didn't have a clue. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, that was what, 59, 60. I didn't see that woman again until 1998,
mm-hmm.
when I took a friend to the LBJ Library. And guess who was working there as a volunteer? Mm-hmm. This one teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced myself. She says, "Oh, I remember you. You're Professor Rice's daughter and blah, blah, blah. And you were such a good student. But you know what? Here's the thing that's interesting." She had given us a piece of paper for us to go and transfer back to Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
It was not until Janice's father passed, about 85, 86, and we were sitting there at the house talking, and I said, "Janice, do you remember when this teacher tried to get us to, she cut me off?" She said, "Yeah, girl, I sure did remember it. Did you ever tell your parents?" She said, "No." She said, "I put that thing, piece of paper, in the trash." Mm-hmm. I said, "I didn't tell my parents either."
Mm-hmm.
We all went on and went to Austin High.
Mm-hmm.